All right, hello everyone. Welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, where I am very excited for my special guest today, Gina DeVee. And fun story, Gina is actually one of the first entrepreneurs that I started following when I started my business, what feels like a million years ago, but it was actually just a couple. So I'm excited about this conversation. But if you haven't met Gina, she is the founder of Divine Living and the author of Audacity to Be Queen. And so welcome, Gina, to the show. I'm so glad to chat with you today.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So will you kind of just give a little background about who you are and what you do?
Yes. My background is I was terrified of sales, which is why I was a broke, struggling psychotherapist who lived off of $2,000 a month. The only thing that gets worse than that is I lived at home at the age of 30 with my parents in the suburbs of Detroit because I wasn't good at sales, and I didn't realize that when I became a psychotherapist, I became an entrepreneur. I thought that if you just were good at what you did, people would come, very naive. So at the end of a year and a half, I got burnt out because you can't give what you don't have. And I was $75,000 in debt from student loans and credit cards and had ruined my credit, and just I was so tired of giving and not receiving. So I was no longer going to be a broke, struggling psychotherapist. I was going to be a life coach, because life coaches can charge in packages. So rather than being consistently broke, I got to be neurotically broke, because it was feast or famine. If I sold a package, it was feast, but that was like once every 4 to 6 months at the time. And then it was famine for a lot of the time, because I was just so, I was that chronic do-gooder, willing to give, under-earner, afraid to receive, could not ask for the sale until I literally had to. And so when I realized actually that selling is serving, that's when my business started to take off, and then built what is today Divine Living.
I love that. That's not in the amount.
I love that. I was $75,000 in debt living with my parents. I love that.
I love that. The reason I say that, I love that your story is that you were against the wall like that, because there are so many people who aren't against the wall and still can't get past that. So I love that your story is like, no, this is, you know, why do we do that? You're a psychotherapist. Why do we do that? Why do we push ourselves all the way against that wall before we'll learn what we need to learn?
Well, I didn't know that there wasn't a wall. Like, my parents were school teachers, and they always lived paycheck to paycheck. And I got in this world, and people are like, living paycheck to paycheck or trading dollars for hours. Like, what else is there?
Valid.
I didn't know there wasn't that wall until this beautiful industry came along that actually taught wealth consciousness and financial relaxation and scaling your business. So I actually realized that the easiest place to make money is when you have to. The danger zone is actually when you're not up against the wall.
Interesting.
That's why most people plateau at low six figures. You know, if 3% of America, 5% of Americans make over 100,000, 3% make over 250,000. And even those in our industry and sort of our lane, they'll do all the hard work to make the 100,000, to get the 100, 200, 300, and then they're quote unquote comfortable. And that's where the plateau is, which is why it's the danger zone. And so few actually make it to seven figures and beyond.
Yes. And it's all mindset.
Pretty much.
It's all mindset.
Yep.
I believe that wholeheartedly. And I come from a corporate background, Gina. And so they never taught us that. So I got really excited when I finally got out of the corporate world and was like, what? Like, this is a thing. And so now that I know that, now I have the awesome opportunity to train sales reps and entrepreneurs on sales. I have way more resources now than I ever did in the corporate world. Because in the corporate world, I kept trying to force tactic and strategy and tactic and strategy and tactic and strategy instead of talking mindset. And so that is clearly your jam. Let's talk a little bit about the book, because you said the book has like all the good stuff in it. Let's talk about the book, and let's talk about mindset from a sales perspective. I would love to hear kind of your viewpoint on how you handle that person who is you when you're 30 years old, $75,000 in debt, living in your parents' basement. How do you help that person get from there to multiple seven-figure earner?
Well, you would have to ask Bob Proctor that, because that's who did it and how it happened. So I was down to literally $60 in my bank account with no known new client coming in, didn't have a website, didn't have a list, any of it. And someone invited me to a free event, which is why I love this industry so much, because we do so much stuff for free. And for those who are ready, they, you take it and run with it. And Bob Proctor, in case you thought I was like the original, he's been doing this since like 1812. Thank God for me. So he like comes out on stage. And he says, unless you're abundantly rich, you won't really live a full life. And I was like, oh my gosh, sacrilege. You can't say that. Right. My soul was like, he's kind of right, Gina. Like, how can you live a full life if you don't have the money to do so? And during that seminar, he taught me, we went through an exercise and a meditation. And he said, imagine your yearly income. And I'm like, right, all $24,000 being your monthly income. And I was like, what? I didn't know anybody ever who made $24,000 a month at that time. I was not one of those people that's like, that can't be true. I was like, if there's any form, realm of human possibility that that could ever be true in this lifetime for me, I'll just say yes. Mm-hmm. So I was always that person. And so we did this meditation about, I was imagining, what if my monthly income was $24,000 a year? What if that yearly income became my monthly income? And that year it did. Because of mindset alone. I mean, there's a little bit of action that needed to take place for sure, but there's no amount of action without that mindset and belief that I could turn my yearly income into my monthly income. And then I just kept doing it.
That's awesome. I didn't know that Bob Proctor was part of your story. So inside of Social Sellers Academy, we have a handful of PGI consultants who we have the opportunity to serve. So I am new to Bob's, you know.
Oh, darling. Work. There's actually a much more dramatic story. And if we had more time, I would tell it. It is in the book. And actually, out of that seminar came my first financial miracle, where I made tens and tens and tens of thousands. I won't give the whole story away here. Okay. But it was all because of mindset.
And those are the things, again, that I literally learned in the past like 4 years, which is why I still get like wild-eyed when people talk about this stuff. And then, like I said, as I continue to get introduced to new mentors and new people talking about it in different ways, I get excited. So like I said, I've been studying a lot of Bob lately. So it's kind of full circle that we're here having this conversation. So
all roads lead to Rome and all financial miracles lead to Bob Proctor.
Ain't that the truth? That's my ecosystem right now. So I'm like, yep, seems to be true everywhere I look. That's true. So I think that is incredible. So let's talk sales. So you currently don't have a sales team, but there was a time where you did, which I love. Tell me, what was that mindset? Because one of the biggest pieces of resistance, Gina, that we get when we talk to entrepreneurs at that multiple six figure, want to get to seven range is, but wait, my clients, like, people aren't going to buy unless they buy from me. Like, they need to talk to me. I'm the one who needs to do this. Nobody really knows my industry but me. Like, there's a lot of resistance.
If only that were true. Coaching is the second fastest growing industry in the United States outside of technology. So yes, a lot of people other than you know about how to sell this industry. Well, first, I mean, like, does anybody talk to Tony Robbins when they buy a UPW ticket? Like, I don't even understand this mentality. Even I was broke as a joke and had a wealth consciousness of a peanut, and I did not have that mentality. I was always of the belief, delegate as much as you can, as fast as you can.
Yep.
And, you know, I was always, how can you do less better? I'm not a workaholic by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm a big thinker. And so it seemed very obvious to me that the more I was doing, the less I could scale my business. Mm-hmm. So I crossed seven figures. So I had to obviously get great at sales. And I crossed seven figures. I sold 12 $100,000 packages. So 12 clients got me to 1.2 million. And that was all me. And then that was all my fulfillment. And that was all one-on-one. So it wasn't really going to go up from there. That was a fun year, but it wasn't going to go up from there. And then I just remember there's so much at the time. Anyways, there was so much speaking and selling from stage. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to do another event. I just didn't like events. As much as I love events, they kind of kill me and they like drain my team. And so back to mindset, I had the intention, I desire to do a multiple seven-figure launch from a video series. And for that to happen, that means there's a one-to-many model. Yep. For there to be a one-to-many model in multiple seven figures, I want to try to remember the price point of the first. It might have been $7,500. It ranged sort of between $7,500 and $15,000 for my programs at that group level.
Sure.
And there was no way, A, I could do it, or B, was interested, and C, if you're going to be at whatever level, you have to, I don't know anybody who makes seven figures or multiple seven figures and does their own sales. I mean, let's just be honest. So I desired to be the multiple seven figure business owner, which meant you had a sales team. Mm-hmm. So rather than me spending my time, because I didn't know about you at the time, or you didn't even exist at the time, none doing the math, I spent time training my sales team, who then that got multiplied.
Right.
And so my voice was multiplied, the sales were multiplied, the number of people that were served was multiplied, and the income was multiplied as well. So, and then, you know, why would I go back? I always spent time nurturing my sales team so that there could be this amplification.
Yes. Thank you. You said that beautifully. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I like how you said about Tony Robbins, but I recently was talking and I was like, when was the last time you bought a car? And like the CEO of like Ford came out and shook your hand and asked to take you for a test drive. Like, you know, there are very few instances.
Yeah. I think people, you get what happens, especially with a personal brand, right? You know, in this industry, it's different when you're like buying the personal brand versus a product or something like that. But the biggest downside really is the mentality. So solopreneurship will kill you.
Amen.
And for so many reasons. One, you're working 18 hours a day, but two, you develop this mentality that you have to be the one to dot, dot, dot. Right. Write the copy, do the sales, answer the customer service, deal with the cranky client, all of that. And so when you flip it around, I mean, what is this? 2021? When did I haven't done my own sales since 2013 and have maintained a multiple seven. And like nobody in the past 7 years would call Divine Living and think that they were going to talk to me.
Right.
We've had, you know, thousands of people go through our programs and be very well supported and taken care of by my sales team.
Yeah. How did you, like, was it just a no-brainer? Like, that was always part of the plan? Or did you have to process?
No, it was, I mean, look, because I did start out as a solopreneur.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to do was be able to replace my, like, therapy income from the $2,000 a month. Then it was $5,000 a month. Then it was $10,000. I mean, then, like, the dream was six figures. Like, that was crazy pants numbers to me. And then the more you're in the industry, you're like, well, those jokers are crossing seven. I guess I could too. Okay. And so it was, and everything was happening so quickly also. You know, like I remember a speaker saying, anyone can become a millionaire in 3 years. And I was like, well, sister, we're going to find out.
Right.
And you know, I did. I went from the 24,000 to seven figures in 3 years. So I never imagined having a company. Right. Like I just wanted to help transform people's lives. What I'm great at is coaching and speaking and earn a great income. I never thought about having a company. Right. And then all of a sudden I was cross seven figures and there's multiple seven figures. So I was like, okay. And I do take quick action. I do pivot quickly. And when I had that desire to have the multiple seven figure launch,
right,
it was just, there was no other way it could even happen.
Right.
If I wanted, and I was selling high ticket items. Like, right. You know, yes, if I was doing a higher volume play and lower dollars, you don't necessarily need a sales team for that. But for me, I was selling between $7,500 and $100,000 packages. So yes, I needed a sales team for that.
Yeah. So how did you train your audience? Because I think part of it is, and so Kelly Roach is my business partner in Social Sellers Academy. And we recently had a conversation, Gina, about this. About it, it's just the positioning, Like it literally is just how you start talking to your audience about book a call with our team, book a call with a success coach, book a call with, did you position your team in that way? Or was it just, or do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, and it's not even, it's not just like if you're, I don't know, Tony Robbins that like, who does that? I mean, my clients do that. It's not even like at like my level, like it's like, done. It's what's done, people. I think that I'm like, my mind is so baffled to, I mean, look at, if you're, you know, on your way to six figures, I don't know what your parameters are. You know, I think there's levels that there's, when you're super starting out in business, yes, you kind of need to do everything to get your own voice and message down and save the sale and that sort of thing. I just think that it's pretty just standard at this point that you either make your own purchasing decision based on the challenge, the launch, the webinar, the sales page. And if you have questions or you need to talk to someone, I was going to say it this way, of anybody who's doing something that you want to sign up for, they're not doing it. Kind of, if they're doing their sales calls, I wouldn't sign up. That might be really politically incorrect. And I'm sorry, not sorry. It's just true. Yeah.
Well, Kelly and I just had the same conversation. Like it was like, yeah, no, if you're still doing your own sales calls, like the person's like, what, you know, what else are you doing back there? Right. It's positioning and it's perception 110%. So thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit more about the book because that's very exciting and it's new, right? It's newer. Tell us that journey. Like you've been doing this. You said you've had a sales team since 2013. So you've been doing this for a while. Is this the first book if I remember?
This is my first book. Yes, yes, yes. No, I've been doing this. Well, I've been doing this work since 1998. I mean, I started this business in 2004. So, you know, and I want to have a lot, like, that's not true that if you're, I want to like, it's where you're at in business. So I started my business in 2004. I did not have a sales team until 2013. So with all reverence and respect to the very new business owners out there and those of us that needed to go on our journey, and then you need to know when it's time to graduate. Right. I think that's what I would rather say.
That's fair.
So, and I do tell all of the stories from childhood. I tell all my beginning stories. I tell my mistakes in the book. You know, I got it wrong almost everywhere, and I got it right a couple of times as well. And so it's my hope that the people who read this book will feel very validated and empowered to know that everybody has a story, and you get my backstory. You get when I was afraid to charge my worth and gave it all away for free, and thought too little and too small and held myself back and freaked out when people were talking crap about me and kind of all, and then how I overcame it. I think that's the other thing too, that there's solutions in this book and there's prayers and there's meditations and exercises. So it's very much an entrepreneurial journey of starting out, becoming, evolving, dropping into yourself and not settling for anything other than your epic life.
Yes. Which is fantastic. And I think it's cool that it's been this many years because a lot of people, that's one of the first things they do. They're like, I need a book, right? Like, oh, I need a book. So I kind of love that you said it.
A book is an expensive calling card, people. Like I needed to focus on money making activities, which for me at the beginning was not writing a book. It was selling packages.
Yeah. But I do think that's a little bit of a misconception, right? We think, oh, if I had a book, I'd be more credible. And because we look around and we look at people who are successful and we're like, oh, they have a book, they have a book, and they have a book. So I've had the distinct pleasure of, before running Social Sellers Academy full-time, I coached new entrepreneurs. And there were a lot of people that were like, I have no clients, but I really want to start a podcast. And I'm like, whoa, like, let's take a step back here, friends, and figure out how to make money and how we're going to serve our clients before we create a podcast. So, and I see it too with books. So I think that is really exciting. And I could talk sales and mindset all day long, but we like to keep this short and sweet. So Gina, where can people come learn more about your book, learn more about you, and follow along on the amazing things that you teach and the way you serve your audience?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, come on over to Gina DeVee on all social platforms. You can go to divineliving.com/book to get the book. And I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you buy the book, you can go to divineliving.com/audacity. And there's beautiful videos and workbooks and a Facebook group and exercises to help you get more confident, more clear on who you are, what you're doing, and just really become unapologetic about your offers and what you're bringing into the world, because you deserve to serve your people, you deserve to make money, you deserve to have a voice, and you deserve to do it confidently.
Yes. I love that. Thank you, Gina, for your time, for sharing your story and your expertise. And I told you, I'm excited about the book. I'm going to check it out. So thanks for your time.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.